With John Fox in North Carolina recovering from heart surgery, his team took the field at Dove Valley in pads Wednesday afternoon, led by Jack Del Rio, and started prep for Sunday's road game against the Chargers. Now, it's been a scary week for Fox and his family, first and foremost, but it's also been trying here as the staff in the locker room try to absorb the weekend's news, fall back into a routine, and get ready to go after their eighth win.
True to like a coach, I'm just kind of grinding through it, you know, doing the things that need to be done, making sure that that we're taking care of business and making sure that we're, you know, prepared to do all we can to slow down Phillip Rivers and their offense. And I think that's plenty right there.
I think Jack's been excellent these past 2 days. We've had two team meetings Monday and today, and had two practices. It's very easy to see why he's been a head coach, you know, for 10 plus years. He's got great leadership, good command of the room, and Jack's a good leader. I think guys will answer the bell and follow him. He's pointed out some things that he wants us to improve on offensively and defensively, added a couple of situations to practice, you know, that he thinks we need to focus on and emphasize, and I think guys will answer the bell and rally around him.
And that echoes the message John Elway sent Monday afternoon when he appointed Jack Del Rio interim head coach, that it will take a group effort. Everyone will have to be involved to replace what's missing while John Fox isn't here.
It is probably impossible to replace Coach Fox's high energy, charisma, personality. That cannot be replaced, you know, by one guy. And Coach Del Rio mentioned that. All the players, everybody has to try to step that up in that department to fill that void we have from Coach Fox. But our thoughts and prayers are with him to get better. He wanted me to make it known that after he got lightheaded and sort of semi-fainted, he did chip it to 2 feet and made par on that hole. He wanted that to be known. So it tells you Coach Fox's attitude and personality, and obviously he's in our thoughts and prayers. And like John Elway said, it's his health and his long-term health that's the number one thing of importance right now.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.